lightning in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough
10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm here with Frank St. James. And tonight we're going to be talking about the latest full moon that we just went through on Wednesday and Thursday, the beginning of the spring equinox and what it's done, and also Venus changing signs and Mars changing signs. It's very exciting. We are really going to go through some major upheavals and some change. And I think that everything is headed in a positive direction, although some of us may not feel it right now, because when you're in between, that's when you can be very vulnerable and maybe experience the feeling of loss, even though it may take up to 6 months for you to turn it around to positive energies. Frank, are you there?
I am, Elizabeth.
And do you have anything to add about our what's coming and the what the spring equinox brought us?
I do feel there is an upturn in certain events. I do feel a little bit more positive on the political side of as far as things being exposed that really weren't happening, and people starting to think a little better, I hope.
Well, and they're seeing that about the fake news, and they're seeing perhaps how easily that they've been lied to because there's been some condemnation going on that never really should have happened.
No, and I, you know, it's a matter of going back to common sense and not letting somebody lead you, even on when you don't feel completely 100% what they're saying.
Well, the whole thing is with the average person is they can't really tune in. It's awfully difficult for us to tune into government with all of the secrets that are kept behind closed doors, as you know. And so we have depended on news, and the news has really, as they say, gone to you know what in a handbasket. And I think that's the saddest thing. The result of this has been fake news and the exposure of fake news. Let's hope, like everything else, it can turn around in the next 6 months. What do you think?
Well, I do feel a change. And there's going to be a lot of changes. And finally, I feel that people realizing, you know, when we used to have news, for the most part, they would ask questions. They would just, you know, interview. They wouldn't put their own thought, their own thought into it. You know, and
that's prejudice.
That's the biggest thing that's been happening.
Okay, we have some wonderful callers calling in for your wise expertise tonight, Frank. And the first one we have is Danette from North Carolina. And her date of birth is April 8th, 1958. Are you here, Danette?
Yes, I'm here.
And what's your question for Frank tonight?
I've been searching for a job for several weeks, probably like 8 weeks now, and lots of interviews, phone and in person, but nothing offered. And I'm wondering if you see anything for me. On the near, something happening quickly.
Is something coming in the next 30 days, Frank?
Yes, I do feel it. And you might even have, in the next couple weeks, a couple of your inquiries are going to come back to you on a positive level. So you're actually, this year, as we get a little more solid into the year and get past, we have a Mercury retrograde right now, so things are kind of held up.
It ends on Thursday, though.
Right. And then soonly after that, you give it a few days or a week, and you'll start to get those what you've been looking for. But I feel a couple of real good jobs coming in that you've been trying to get. So I feel very positive about you. And within 30 days, you should be working.
Oh, awesome.
Danette, do you know anybody named Charlie or Charles? Or was there a company named Charles?
It's not ringing a bell at the moment.
Okay. Look for that. Anyway, I think that person will be very helpful.
Charles. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're almost out of a rut right now. So believe me.
Oh, it's been quite a rut. Thank you.
After the first of the month, Annette, things are going to pop like popcorn after the first of the month. Watch it start to get active. And good luck
to you.
Frank, we have somebody else. We have Deborah from New York, and her birthday is July 10th, 1965. Hello, Deborah. How are you?
Yeah, good evening, Elizabeth. Good evening, Frank. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, Elizabeth, I have been astrologically, I believe, underhandedly, negatively affected, you know, from the downswing. Regarding things being held up, bound, not easily flowing, and I'm referring to my finances. And basically, I had a good opportunity, potential opportunity business-wise, this past Friday, But due to some anxiety, I wanted to reschedule this very important appointment that could have meant, you know, something, a turn for me financially. And the gentleman who owns the company was very, very taken back that I didn't want to rush down. And,
well,
you know,
I'm
like,
glad
I had
you
a very
didn't,
good,
because Mercury was retrograde. You did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. And
Frank,
I don't know if I can. Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna get Debbie.
Yes.
You're definitely going to start to get rid of the negative, and mm-hmm. I like your tenacity, and you're going to stick in there because I do feel better around May for you.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, you'll feel the negativity leaving, and keep picturing yourself when you think. When you picture yourself in the job, picture yourself, put a calendar up in the background. What would you normally do anyway?
Well, right now I'm in a financial rut with immediate financial drainings. I was thinking about going to one of my ex-bosses who has helped me out in the past, very short term. I don't know if he'll help me anymore because, you know, sometimes when you ask someone for help too many times, they get a little discouraged. Like,
but Deborah,
you know, what's going on here? I'm not Bank of America, you know.
Have you been able to pay
he doesn't
him
want.
Back?
He doesn't. No, he doesn't want. He doesn't want the funds paid back. He's a very wealthy man, but he has insulted
me. You should always
offer, and
I do feel that
do.
He will give you a limited amount. I do feel he will.
Do you
what
feel,
about
do
you,
Frank?
Frank,
will the man in the city connect with me, or that opportunity is gone because he told me he was going back to his country, that he really couldn't meet with me, like I blew an opportunity. But I'm going to listen to what you have.
You didn't blow an
you.
Opportunity, Deborah. You avoided a problem with Mercury retrograde. The man was not sincere. Let it go. It would have been
a disaster
for you.
Yes, I do believe he was lying also. I don't think he went back, quote, to his country.
He was.
Okay, so Elizabeth, I could go to my ex-boss again for some short-term help. He won't deny me.
I feel good with that. What about you, Frank?
Yeah, I feel better. I feel better about the middle of the month.
Yeah. Let him get through taxes first, Deborah. Wait until after April 15th.
Right.
And I will go to my ex-boss because I'm in trouble financially. So you do see he'll help me somewhat, right?
After April 15th.
Right.
No, I wanted to go to my ex-boss for help, like tomorrow.
After
I was going to call him.
No.
Oh, no, you don't want to do it now.
No. Mm-hmm. After April 15th.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to live between now and April 15th.
Yes,
that's what I'm trying to say.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
So I can go to him for a little bit of help. He'll help me slightly, right?
Frank?
You're not going to get the feedback that you need right now. However, mm-hmm. As we go towards the end of this mm-hmm. retrograde, usually a few days before it starts to lighten up. So you could be, I'd wait till about Tuesday. And then give him a call. And
I wouldn't give him a call till Thursday, Frank. It comes out on Wednesday night. I do not think she should call him until Thursday.
Okay, this Thursday. I want to thank the both of you. God bless you. You have a nice evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Bye. Let's find out. And Frank, it seems like you're a wanted man tonight. We have Tina here from Pennsylvania. Her birthday is December 15th. 1967. Hello, Tina. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
What can we do for you?
My question is, I was working on starting my own business for like the last 6 months or so, and then a former colleague of mine, I'm not currently working, but a former colleague had gotten in touch with me and referred a position with a job that looked very good with my background, but most importantly, for my family and a good work-life balance. So it's a work-from-home job that I used to commute a long distance for many years. So it's very similar. Now, I applied in January, but I did not get calls to interview until the middle of February. And then I had like six interviews with six different people, and mm-hmm. I felt like I kept moving higher on the list. And then I recently heard back from them, during Mercury retrograde, and I couldn't put off the decision to tell them yes or no till after Mercury retrograde, and I didn't talk about that at all. But everything I've read online tells me to not take a job during Mercury retrograde. But
let me tell you, Tina,
to sign the paperwork.
Let me tell you what that means, Tina. It means that you won't stay in the position that you have accepted. And that can mean one of two things, that A, you don't fit, or B, you'll be promoted. So let's think positive.
Yeah.
Let's think positive. You made an agreement to a contract. The contract is open to change, expected to change before the end of June, and be ready.
And I also feel that the business you wanted to get into, that you really need to get into this position. And, just to get the money in, I think that the experience is going to help. And then no matter what, I do feel that you're going to be ready by September to really, you'll get everything you need to feel confident. And in the meantime, you could pay the bills. I mean, but this is a good year for you. This is a starter year for you. So this is a good time.
I think it's right that you took the job, and I think that you're going to have to make some adjustments as your business grows, like Frank said. And you may leave the job or you may expand in it, but I know there's people there you're supposed to meet, and I think it's wonderful that you had the job offer and accepted it.
Oh, great. And I won't start till April 15th, so I don't know
if that
makes a
difference.
Well, there
you go. When did you sign the papers? Was it after March 15th?
Yeah, March 21st, I signed.
Well, there you go. That's the solstice.
Is that
good? You're fine.
Okay, good.
That's new beginning.
Oh, good.
That was an exception. The only day that was an exception to Mercury retrograde was the 21st. And that's when we had that.
Oh, my gosh.
At zero degrees Libra, conjuncting Mars and Uranus, and you're doing the right thing because you're not even starting until April. You're good. And besides
the fact
that
thank you so much.
Mercury
I feel so much better now.
Mercury retrograde is a research time, and you said that you had had many interviews with them before the offer came, and now you're not starting till April 15th, so you're out of that. That's not even going to bother
good.
You.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy, and good luck to you.
Okay, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Now, James, we have, Frank, we have James holding. He's from Texas, the Republic of Texas. And his birthday is July 6, 1948. Hello, James.
Hi, how you guys doing? Great.
Did you want to ask Frank a question?
Yes, I have a question. I've got a really, really good day job, but I'm looking for an extra source of income. Just to supplement my income and to help pay some bills. I had some dental implants and got some, it's a huge bill. I sell insurance, part-time Medicare, but I'm also looking at two other MLM companies that I dabble in. One's an environment company and one's a legal company. And I'm just trying to figure out which one of those I might focus on to maybe add to my
I like legal
and,
company
marketing.
Myself. Where are you located in Texas?
I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Okay, Frank. What do you feel
Metroplex.
About James's question?
Well, you're in the perfect time. You're in a year of change as far as numerology goes. You're getting rid of the things that aren't working for you. It's that time in the middle of a cycle where you can get rid of things that haven't been, but also a couple things that come to the surface will make a lot more sense right now. And you are heading into your sixth year of a nine-year cycle, which is good earth energy. It helps you negotiate. It's good for money. It's good for real estate. I don't know if you had any thoughts about moving, okay. But
or investing in property or insurance. Insurance is good because that's real estate insurance.
And you should be making more money by the half of the year.
That's what I'm looking for. That sounds good.
I think it's going to grow, James. I think you should go with the legal, and the insurance is going to grow too, for whatever reason. I don't know, but I'm feeling very positive with it.
I'm in the Medicare business, so it's a good business. Baby boomers are about 10,000 today are turning 65. When is the Mercury retrograde over? Is it over?
No, it's over on Thursday.
Oh,
the 28th.
Good for the 28th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to apply for a loan or something, that's what I'm kind of thinking about.
Well, you want to wait until after April 1st because there's something called the shadow. And you want to make sure that all that energy is gone. So I think April 1st or later is when you'll have
luck. Would be a good time.
With a loan. And you, and you should be okay.
That sounds great. Thank you guys so much. I love your show.
And James, I'm thinking of coming to Texas. So maybe we can get a group together. I'm coming to Austin.
Do you know when?
I know. Follow me up offline with my email. Mid-April, I'm coming down, but then I might be coming down after that as well.
On your email, is that on your site?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth_Joyce.16@AOL.com.
Okay.
It should be on my site. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
So, Frank, here we are. We had all of this power come into us on that 21st. And we're having Mercury change signs, and Mars is doing its thing. Mercury, I think, is going in. Venus is going into Pisces, and it's going to conjunct Neptune, which can be very romantic. And that involves you and me because we're both Pisces, right?
Oh, yeah. And during this time, it's been retrograde in Pisces. So I've been doing a lot of looking over even some of the things that I've done, investigations and people's readings and the police work and it's been amazing that that I'm kind of in that pushed back and looking at everything and I'm amazed at some of the things and I can actually look at some of the information that came through and actually get more insights into it. So it's a time.
I was on Coast to Coast New Year's night with George Nouri, and I told him that I saw a plane accident with people getting killed and that it would be very serious, more serious than a normal plane accident, and that papers would land on Donald Trump's desk. And that was the Boeing thing. And then, I've been predicting about the Missouri and Mississippi rivers both coming together. And today there's a website where they do shots from a satellite about the earth. And today they did a picture of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers swelling and coming together. And it was just baffling. It was amazing to me because I've been predicting that for 2 years. So it's nice when we see predictions happen. When I said that the Rams would win the Super Bowl, well, that's what I had felt at the time. They didn't win, but they were in the Super Bowl. And I said it in September. And that in itself is amazing. And it is fun to see our accuracy. Don't you think, Frank? I know you're very good.
Yeah. Well, I've been also seeing Mexico City being really devastated coming up in the next possible 3 months with with their major volcano, which is nearby.
I'm seeing the coastline of Alaska and California because I think that North Korea is going to do something under the ocean causing an earthquake and tsunami in Alaska coming down into California. So let's just hope that it's not that way and send out positive thoughts. But we are going to have severe earth changes all for the next few years. And we just have to kind of bear with it, I suppose.
I think it's causing a lot of the earth changes are causing things in mentally with a lot of people.
Right.
Not only that, but the electronics are wreaking havoc. So mm-hmm. we're seeing a lot of impulsive acts. And I don't know when that's going to be. That might take a while to adjust to or some way. They're going to have to come up
with
something that's going to help us.
The sun is in its minimum, which means we're going to have colder weather in the next 10 years. But this summer is going to be very, very hot. And I understand that Nebraska and Iowa have had so much snow and rain that they can't plant their crops. But this summer, there's going to be so much heat, triple digits, that is going to burn up the fields, which means, Frank, that our food productivity is going to change. And maybe that's why I'm feeling an increase in household expenses in the next 2 years.
Yeah, I feel financially all over the world. I mean, the markets, we're seeing that in Germany. We're seeing that in England. We're seeing that in France. Major changes.
And people are just going to have to bear with it. And we need to stick together. We need to be with our communities. We need to be helpful to each other. And most of all, we need to have a loving environment where we're helpful to others as well as ourselves. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's time for our station break. And Frank and I will be back. If you want to call and ask a question, the number is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Okay, Frank and I will be back after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of March 25th through March 31st, 2019. This last week in March is the time when relationships, finances, security, and communications begin moving in a new direction. Mercury turns direct, along with Venus and Mars moving into new signs. Allow extra space in your schedule on Monday and Tuesday because the Sagittarian moon needs a lot of space and hates a schedule that's too tightly packed. It all begins on Tuesday, March 26th, when relationship planet Venus moves into Pisces until April 20th. Romance is favored as long as you know the difference between fantasy and reality. However, perhaps it's time to make some new dreams come true. Venus is at its high point in Pisces, and the trend towards creativity and spiritual awakenings will last until May. The virtues of Venus will be at play. Compassion, forgiveness, and creative productivity. Mix business with pleasure on Wednesday under a friendly blending of Venus and Uranus with a practical Capricorn moon providing grounded support. This may be a good day to get those taxes done. On March 27th, Mercury ends his retrograde cycle, and just in time for Thursday's rush hour. Allow extra time as this planet moves forward. Watch as miscommunication clears up, the disturbance in your mechanical devices begin to fade away, and your information networks get back to normal. Now you can complete your paperwork, sign your contracts, and make travel plans. Friday evening through Sunday is highlighted by a friendly Aquarius moon. Meet new people or do something out of your ordinary nature. Mars is in focus on Sunday, the last day of March. Mars leaves stable Taurus and moves into airy Gemini until mid-May. This energy flow brings fresh, new experiences and new ideas. Don't allow yourself to get scattered, because with this air sign, everything moves faster and new options arrive daily, if not hourly. So, take a deep breath, meditate, pick the best option, and above all, stay focused. This is Elizabeth Joyce with BBSRadio.com. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
And now it's time to return to our program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the chakras in your body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Schulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce of BBS Radio. Let's find out. With an important announcement about a local monthly meeting we are conducting here in Pennsylvania. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, April 5th, we will have our third lecture. February and March were delayed because of snow, but we are continuing with rehearsing, working with, and learning how to raise our vibration and bring us to a new, healthy, and vibrant lifestyle. With this lecture series through June of 2019 in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series, we are bringing information to the general public the first Friday of the month, every month. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
It's the old rule that drunks have to argue and get into fights. A lover is just as bad. He falls in a hole, but down in that hole he finds something shining worth more than any amount of money or power. Last night the moon came down, dropping her clothes in the street. I took it as a sign to start singing, falling up into a bowl of sky. The bowl breaks, everywhere is falling, everywhere, nothing else to do. Start singing, falling up into a bowl of sky. The bowl breaks, everywhere is falling, everywhere, nothing else to do. Here's the new and fall towards the glass blower's breath.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was William Vitale singing to us the new rules. And the new rules, hopefully, aren't going to be rules, but they're going to be impulses from the heart. As we go into the world and as we're changing the world, we're going to start coming from the heart, and that will make everything change and certainly be a better, higher vibration for all of us. I have an announcement to make. I am very blessed to have been invited by BBS Radio to move over to Station 1, and we're going to be on Sunday nights, the same night, just an hour later, 10 p.m., but we are going to be able to be spreading our broadcasts and our news and our weekly messages to at least 14 countries, as well as all of the social media. So all the previous shows are going to still be available to you. You'll be able to download from the website on BBS Radio, all of our archives. That's not going to change. And the number to call in will be the same. It's 888-429-5471. And we're still going to have Frank on, and we're going to have Mark Dodich on, and every once in a while we'll have Sharon, and she's having her own show start on the first Thursday night in April, and our show beginning April 7th will be the first one that will be on at the new hour. Next week, the 31st of March, we're still on at 9. So I am thrilled, Frank is thrilled, and we'll see where it goes. We all truly appreciate your listening to the show. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Don't you feel excited about the new outreach that we're being able to enjoy?
Well, I'm excited about the whole new equinox and spring and people getting out of doldrums. And it's just, I just think we're going to get wonderful feedback.
Right. Well, we have the equinox, we had the full moon, and we also have accomplished a lot over these last months. Everybody feels like they've been walking through molasses. Everything, we have all these desires for change and these plans and these brilliant ideas, but nothing's coming. However, after Thursday, after Mercury turns direct and we go into this new month of April, it's going to be like gangbusters. Roller skates and popcorn all at the same time. Can you see that, Frank?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you feel for the next few months, Frank?
I feel like, you know, it's almost like we've been in a cocoon this winter.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of restricted. We couldn't really do the things that we wanted to do normally because so many people were going through such turmoil. But I do
and
feel
there was a lot
about,
of interruptions.
Yeah, I feel like we're almost like the phoenix. We're rising. We're getting rid we're going into a new era. And I'm very enthusiastic. And I'm getting some really good feedback from some of the readings I've been doing that finally things are starting to work
and you
out
and I
for
are working,
these people.
You and I are working on the book, Backstreet. And I mean, Backstage, and it's going to be great. Frank is doing a chapter and he's contributing to the book, and we're writing about the importance of this energy and how it affects you and how to use it. And some of the experiences and examples of what happens when the energy happens before the action, because the energy comes in first, right, Frank? Do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, usually, I mean, you know, everybody gets kind of a notion once in a while. They feel something is coming in. Sometimes you don't feel very well about it, but there's a certain time in everybody's life that, whether the planets are working right or they're forcing you to grab something positive and to get out of the old mold that you're in. And it's that kind of a time. It just feels that, you know, your own universe, everybody's in their own universe.
Yeah, that's true.
And
doing their own creativity.
And how they use the information that's coming into them. And so I said there's a lot of positive. There's always a balance. And and we never should let the negative over.
And you know, it's funny, Frank. You knew this ahead of time because you did your move last year. Yet, yeah. I know that you haven't finished unpacking yet. I know that you don't quite feel balanced. And that's coming in the next couple of months. And when it does, I think things are going to flow. Because you keep saying, I have to do this, I didn't do that, I didn't get that done. But you are getting it done slowly but surely. And as that completes itself over May, June, you're going to see a huge difference. And so am I, because I'm in the middle of house cleaning and getting rid of the old. Yeah. It's transition. I got a little mantra for it. I am in transition. The world is in transition. The country is in transition. My community is in transition. I'm in transition. I am safe. It's only change.
I noticed that I'm embracing the environment more now. I've got a chance to do that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, when I grew up on Long Island. And
you were
right
around water,
right on the bay, right on the
yeah.
water, and I yeah. it's come around a full cycle, and it's
yeah,
always
you're back
been
on the water again.
It's always been a stimulant. So.
What's it like though when you have those storms? You had that real cold, bad snowstorm this winter. How did that affect you at the ocean?
We didn't really get the full effect from that. You know, we were lucky. So most of the time.
But was that invigorating for you?
Well, everything is invigorating. Just getting up out of bed. It's a new adventure every day, you know. Just be happy to get out and enjoy that and try new things if you can all the time. You know, it keeps.
Well, I have a mantra for people that are depressed, and it goes like this. We are all together. We are all in transition. Therefore, that which I desire is already mine. That which I desire is already mine. Do you like that, Frank?
I like that. My other always been, I won't let the old man in. I'm always going to, you know, just...
The old grouch, huh?
Just do what I want to do. I mean, I can't think any other way.
But there is a new world coming. There really is. And this change and transition we're going through in the next 10 years, I feel is going to bring the new world. It really has to. We have to learn our lessons. We have to learn to react differently, to overcome our things that have held us back, our stubbornness, our prejudice, whatever, and look at things in a different perspective. We have to learn about setting conditions, saying that which we want, and then watching it manifest. And it may take time. I just went down to Delaware, and I was able to give a financial award to a student at my sister's college for the first time. It was her death wish. So her husband's daughter and I set up this wonderful award that's going to be given every year to a music student at Wesley College in Dover, Delaware. And what an honor it was. It was a manifestation of something that took 4 years, Frank.
I also feel, too, that this is this could be a great cleanup period.
Yep.
People cleaning up their environment, people forcing their different governments and to start cleaning up. You know, it's
especially with water. Water is going to become a very precious commodity. And it already is, but I think in some areas, water is going to really be a problem.
Well,
especially in places like China and India and maybe parts of Africa. It already is a problem, but to get clean water is really a gift.
Well, water is even in the last 30 or 40 years, countries will be fighting over it. They are fighting over it. The limited time that I was out in the Midwest, New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada, water is worth more than gold, I'll tell you. And finding these underground rivers that are still untouched is just more valuable than anything.
Very, very sacred. I know in Santa Fe, where I visited often, every time it rains, they have their barrels out to catch the water. And they also do that, as you know, in Bermuda and in parts of England, which is very smart, and they keep that water and they use it because it's fresh water. So we really have to be more aware of our environment, of the gardens, of taking our own food. And I think we should work on the holistic end of growing our food, knowing where the seeds come from and making sure that they're not HMO, poisoned is the word. Okay, Frank, please tell us how to reach you offline. What's your phone number?
My phone number is 862-684-1904.
And Frank also has a page on my website, new-visions.com. If you go to Psychic Services, you can choose a reading with Frank because his specialty is the other side, a crossover psychic. Frank, what else do you specialize in?
Well, I do a lot of it. I do various things. The psychic intuition, the future, the other side, bringing through spirits, reuniting people, them with their family.
Rich, you're very good with crime. Solving crimes, you're so good.
Yes, I work with the spirit. I work with the victim. And hopefully we're able to do specific things that'll bring, evidence at the crime scene and names sometimes come up too. And I'm able to draw the perp. And
I know you've done that before, and they've been able to catch them. It's amazing. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we've come to the end of our show. I want to thank you, Frank, for being on tonight. And, of course, you will be on the second weekend in April. That Sunday night would be the 14th. And that's exciting. You'll be on with us a new time, 10 o'clock, on Station 1, and that's coming in April. And next week I have Sharon on, and she is our anemiology lady, and she is starting her own show on Let's Find Out the first Thursday in April, which I believe is the 4th, and I'm excited to have her come to the station, as are the people here. She is really a great interview lady and has wonderful guests from all over the world. She'll be with me Sunday night, March 31st, and now it's time to get ready for the meditation. We're going to hear the song New World Coming from Elizabeth Hepburn. And then the meditation tonight is preparing to take the high road. And we end with Richard Schulman, Leaving the Past Behind. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you so much for listening tonight, and good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, coming in joy, coming in love. It's coming in peace.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Please get comfortable. Sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair, or you can lay down on the bed with your legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position holding your circuits. That would be index finger and thumb together. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more. Deep breath, release the breath. We're going to walk the circle of the 12 areas of life to see what you can leave behind as you ascend to your higher vibration. The first is the self. Beginnings, your appearance, your physical body, your personality, and your outlook on life. What is it in those subjects that you could leave behind? The importance of your appearance? Can you just relax and be who you are? Can you let go of all the beautiful clothes and shoes and different apparatus that we buy for our bodies and just be simple? Visualize yourself as who you are. Ask your body to tell you. Maybe you'll be surprised at the vision you'll see. And the next step up is our values, our freedom, our possessions, our earning ability, and our inner and outer resources, especially our inner resources. How can we strengthen our inner resources? And how can we make them be in harmony with our outer resources? We always have freedom because we have freedom of mind. And our values develop as we grow. What values do you consider to be dear to you? Ask your body what that says. What values are most important to me? And let your body answer you reverently. Our next step is our communication with others, our brothers and sisters, our oldest son, our conscious mind, as well as our early education. What were you taught when you were younger that you'd like to let go of now? What do you realize that isn't really a part of your belief system that you may have been taught as a child through your parents, your peers, or your teachers? See yourself letting go of that now. See yourself filling that space with light. See yourself replacing that with whatever value you need to strengthen you. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is the home, endings, the mother parent, your property, your foundation, and the latter part of your life. What would you like to see for the latter part of your life? You entered this planet. You're here. You're sitting here tonight, breathing in and breathing out. What would you like to see as you exit the planet? Something perhaps that you brought here with your knowledge, your body, and your mind. Check your foundation. Make sure that your foundation is strong. Nothing can harm you. You are a child of God. Anything that you feel can harm you on this planet cannot harm your soul. Always remember that. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is your creativity, your amusements, the love you give, speculation, romance, as well as your children. Oh my, our children. We can't forget the children. We're always here for them as best we can be, as our parents were here for us as best as they could be. What is it that you would like to give your children? What's the most important thing you think you could do to open their hearts? Reflect on that. Reflect on your heart. Reflect on how you receive love. Do you receive love with conditions, or do you receive love openly and freely? Reflect on that. Take a deep breath and we'll go to the next section. Our work, the unconscious mind, the service we give, our pets, some of our health habits. What are your health habits? Do you think they're up to par? Do you take care of yourself the way you take care of others? See yourself caring for yourself. See yourself caring for your body, your mind, and your spirit. See yourself working to the best of your ability with joy. See yourself caring for your pets as you would care for yourself. Take a deep breath. Let's go to the next part. Partnerships, marriage, how you relate to the public, open enemies, and other people. How do you relate to your peers? How do you relate to your family members, as well as to your husband or wife or children that are living with you? Are you in your heart? Do you speak to them from your heart? Do you encourage them and allow them to be who they are? Do you correct them the way a mother bear might correct her cubs? Or are you harsher? What impressions do you leave on your animals and on your children? What is the unconscious mind saying? Is it full of combat? Is it full of anger and resentment? Or is there room for the light to come in, for a higher form of discipline to come in, so that you can work without interference? Take a deep breath and let's go to the next section. Death, inheritance, reincarnation, your partner's resources, as well as your sexual attitudes. What about other people's money? Do you regard it as important as your money? If you borrow money, do you return it? If you get a car loan or a mortgage, are you happy to pay it back? What is your attitude towards money? Think this. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. Other people's resources are a treasure as well as mine. I look forward to my transition as I look forward to my birth. There is no fear. It's a process of life. Take a deep breath, and let's go on to the next section. The law, your in-laws, religion and philosophy, long-distance trips, and your superconscious mind. Is your superconscious mind open enough to believe that you can travel off the planet as well as on? Are you open to all kinds of new technology and new awarenesses? Do you realize there's life on other planets and that there's worlds and other worlds? Embrace your world and all the other worlds. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. And the next part of your life is the father, your reputation, your profession, how you work with authorities as well as your ego. Are you cooperative with authorities? Do you respect the law? Of course we need improvements. We need improvements with everything here on this planet. But nonetheless, respecting the law as it's written now, until it is changed, is important. And just as important is being willing to be a part of making changes to that law. And your reputation, it should be sterling. You say what you mean and mean what you say.
you always keep your word, and your handshake is your guarantee. Reflect on that for a moment. Ask your body to make you stronger with that vow. Take a deep breath. And the next section is your friends, your hopes, and your wishes. Circumstances beyond your control, which can happen to all of us, and love received. Ask yourself if you can receive love from others easily. Ask yourself if you've allowed yourself to realize that when somebody expresses affection to you, wants to thank you or give you a gift, that that's just as precious as you wanting to thank them and give them a gift. Allow yourself to do that. Have your hopes and wishes and enjoy them. Visualize yourself achieving them. Know that you can. There's no room for self-doubt here. You're a child of the universe. If you think it, it can happen, and you have unlimited realities. Remember that. Let your body absorb that, accept it, and remember it. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The last section is hidden strengths. Your limitations, your frustrations, your subconscious mind, as well as hospitals and institutions. Does your subconscious mind take you to good places, to higher learning places, or does it take you into the deep depths of despair? What have you taught yourself? How have you taught yourself to think? Let's make a statement now. I think only the highest and the good and the best for everyone. All is well in my world. I think the highest, the good, and always the best for everyone. No matter whether I like them or not, no matter if my truth is their truth, I always bless them in their truth. And sometimes I really treasure my truth. But whatever is going on around me, I have to remember that they are as an expression of the universe and of the God energies as I am. And if nothing else, their feelings are to be respected. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. And allow yourself now to meld into the beautiful harmony of this wonderful ascension music by Richard Schulman. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Please get comfortable. Sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair. Or you can lay down on the bed with your legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position holding your circuits. That would be index finger and thumb together. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. We're going to walk the circle of the 12 areas of life to see what you can leave behind as you ascend to your higher vibration. The first is the self. Beginnings, your appearance, your physical body, your personality, and your outlook on life. What is it in those subjects that you could leave behind? The importance of your appearance? Can you just relax and be who you are? Can you let go of all the beautiful clothes and shoes and different apparatus that we buy for our bodies and just be simple? Visualize yourself as who you are. Ask your body to tell you. Maybe you'll be surprised at the vision you'll see. And the next step up is our values, our freedom, our possessions, our earning ability, and our inner and outer resources, especially our inner resources. How can we strengthen our inner resources? And how can we make them be at harmony with our outer resources? We always have freedom because we have freedom of mind. And our values develop as we grow. What values do you consider to be dear to you? Ask your body what that says. What values are most important to me? And let your body answer you reverently. Our next step is our communication with others, our brothers and sisters, our oldest son, our conscious mind, as well as our early education. What were you taught when you were younger that you'd like to let go of now? What do you realize it isn't really a part of your belief system that you may have been taught as a child through your parents, your peers, or your teachers? See yourself letting go of that now. See yourself filling that space with light. See yourself replacing that with whatever value you need to strengthen you. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is the home, endings, the mother parent, your property, your foundation, and the latter part of your life. What would you like to see for the latter part of your life? You entered this planet. You're here. You're sitting here tonight, breathing in and breathing out. What would you like to see as you exit the planet? Something perhaps that you brought here with your knowledge, your body, and your mind. Check your foundation. Make sure that your foundation is strong. Nothing can harm you. You are a child of God. Anything that you feel can harm you on this planet cannot harm your soul. Always remember that. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is your creativity, your amusements, the love you give, speculation, romance, as well as your children. Oh my, our children. We can't forget the children. We're always here for them, as best we can be, as our parents were here for us, as best as they could be. What is it that you would like to give your children? What's the most important thing you think you could do to open their hearts? Reflect on that. Reflect on your heart. Reflect on how you receive love. Do you receive love with conditions, or do you receive love openly and freely? Reflect on that. Take a deep breath, and we'll go to the next section. Our work, the unconscious mind, the service we give, our pets, some of our health habits. What are your health habits? Do you think they're up to par? Do you take care of yourself the way you take care of others? See yourself caring for yourself. See yourself caring for your body, your mind, and your spirit. See yourself working to the best of your ability with joy. see yourself caring for your pets as you would care for yourself. Take a deep breath. Let's go to the next part. Partnerships, marriage, how you relate to the public, open enemies, and other people. How do you relate to your peers? How do you relate to your family members, as well as to your husband or wife or children that are living with you? Are you in your heart? Do you speak to them from your heart? Do you encourage them and allow them to be who they are? Do you correct them the way a mother bear might correct her cubs? Or are you harsher? What impressions do you leave on your animals and on your children? What is the unconscious mind saying? Is it full of combat? Is it full of anger and resentment? Or is there room for the light to come in, for a higher form of discipline to come in, so that you can work without interference? Take a deep breath and let's go to the next section. Death, inheritance, reincarnation, your partner's resources, as well as your sexual attitudes. What about other people's money? Do you regard it as important as your money? If you borrow money, do you return it? If you get a car loan or a mortgage, are you happy to pay it back? What is your attitude towards money? Think this. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. Other people's resources are a treasure as well as mine. I look forward to my transition as I looked forward to my birth. There is no fear. It's a process of life. Take a deep breath and let's go on to the next section. The law, your in-laws, religion and philosophy, long-distance trips, and your superconscious mind. Is your superconscious mind open enough to believe that you can travel off the planet as well as on? Are you open to all kinds of new technology and new awarenesses? Do you realize there's life on other planets and that there's worlds and other worlds? Embrace your world and all the other worlds. Take a deep breath, release the breath, and the next part of your life is the father, your reputation, your profession, how you work with authorities as well as your ego. Are you cooperative with authorities? Do you respect the law? Of course we need improvements. We need improvements with everything here on this planet. But nonetheless, respecting the law as it's written now, until it is changed, is important. And just as important is being willing to be a part of making changes to that law. And your reputation, it should be sterling. You say what you mean and mean what you say. You always keep your word. And your handshake is your guarantee. Reflect on that for a moment. Ask your body to make you stronger with that vow. Take a deep breath. And the next section is your friends, your hopes and your wishes. Circumstances beyond your control, which can happen to all of us. And love received. Ask yourself if you can receive love from others easily. Ask yourself if you've allowed yourself to realize that when somebody expresses affection to you, wants to thank you or give you a gift, that that's just as precious as you wanting to thank them and give them a gift. Allow yourself to do that. Have your hopes and wishes and enjoy them. Visualize yourself achieving them. Know that you can. There's no room for self-doubt here. You're a child of the universe. If you think it, it can happen, and you have unlimited realities. Remember that. Let your body absorb that, accept it, and remember it. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The last section is hidden strengths. Your limitations, your frustrations, your subconscious mind, as well as hospitals and institutions. Does your subconscious mind take you to good places, to higher learning places, or does it take you into the deep depths of despair? What have you taught yourself? How have you taught yourself to think? Let's make a statement now. I think only the highest and the good and the best for everyone. All is well in my world. I think the highest, the good, and always the best for everyone. No matter whether I like them or not, no matter if my truth is their truth, I always bless them in their truth. And sometimes I really treasure my truth. But whatever is going on around me, I have to remember that they are as an expression of the universe and of the God energies as I am. And if nothing else, their feelings are to be respected. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. And allow yourself now to meld into the beautiful harmony of this wonderful ascension music by Richard Schulman.